News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An accused Russian spy held by the United States on charges of infiltrating Republican Party circles in order to provide information to Russia has reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty. Her attorney said in the court filings that the case against her has now been resolved. The U.S. Justice Department alleges Maria Butina was a covert Russian agent who maintained connections with Russian spies in a mission aimed at penetrating, quote, the U.S. national decision-making apparatus to advance the agenda of the Russian Federation. The detained Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou says she should be released on bail in Canada over health concerns while waiting on a hearing for extradition to the United States. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Court documents showed U.S. authorities accuse her of misleading banks and putting those banks at risk of breaking U.S. sanctions on Iran. They allege she was trying to use those banks to move money out of Iran. Court documents also show that in the meantime, she wants to be released, and not only on grounds she suffers from hypertension. She's also citing her long-standing ties with Canada and mentioned she owns two homes worth millions in Vancouver. Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing.
This is VOA News. A Chinese court has ordered a ban in the country on several iPhones.